When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself a big hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. What do you think about this week's, Haley?
Too much news.
You think it's too hefty?
Yeah.
A little too hefty? It may be a little, you might get a little overdosed with K-pop talk and news and all that stuff, because let's see what we're going, what we're working with this week. We have some stuff for ATEEZ. We have a decent amount of comebacks and some music videos that we did check out. We have G-Dragon IU. We're going to talk about Jennie, my girl. We're going to talk about a little bit of aespa as well, to my fellow Mize, of course. I'm sure if you put those two together, like, you could kind of piece together what we're going to kind of talk about. We're going to talk about that notorious YG leaker that everyone is talking about. Oh boy, don't get me started with that. And then right after, you know what, in the same segment, let's make it more fun. I will talk about New Jeans.
Oh, again?
I mean, we have a little bit of interesting updates in the world of, in Toki land, I guess you could say, especially with the Bunnies Civil War, if you don't know what's going on with that. Then, finally, I did watch some variety shows. I said I would. I said I was going to check out Minju's Pink Cabinet, which took over Yunche's Star Diary. So I checked out that episode, one of the recent ones, and then after I watched it, I realized there was another episode that's really, really recent. So I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm just going to watch both of them. So I watched both of them. I watched also Le Sserafim. We're going to talk about that from their 1 and 2D show, One Night, 2 Days, of course. And Haley, she will top us off with a little bit of a sprinkle of Enhypen, Boy Next Door, then, of course, BTS and Stray Kids.
That's a lot.
That is a hefty dose. Exactly what we've always said. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and strap in, buckle up, because like I said, this might be a longer one, might be a big one, but always interesting, right? Always fun. Look at Haley playing with her hair.
It's
already
always long. I feel like we always go over an hour now.
Well, I think we've always been over an hour.
Back in the day, it was like 40 minutes.
Back in the day is like when we're not even Permission to Stand podcast, Haley.
No, that's not true.
I don't know. And then we were never this organized, having comebacks, having music videos that we watched. We didn't go over all that.
Right.
But we should stop talking because we should get started.
Yep.
So, ATEENY, rejoice, because ATEEZ will be here for 2025, their newer world tour, because they just finished Towards the Light.
I feel like they're always on tour.
They just finished like the European part of Towards the Light 2025
That's
world tour.
Crazy.
And like, I think that ended in February. And all of a sudden, now they're going to have another tour, In Your Fantasy. Yes, I'm sure everyone's wet
fantasy
dreams will be answered and come true for this one, because they're going to be starting their tour in, I think, very soon, actually.
When?
I think in July.
Okay, yeah. They have some time.
They could breathe a little bit. Say hi to their parents. Let them know they're still alive and kick in. Yeah, so they're going to be starting 2025 World Tour In Your Fantasy at, of course, Incheon in Korea. That looks like it's a two-day event, July 5th and 6th. Then they'll be heading over to North America for the North American leg of the tour. They will start here on July 10th in Atlanta. So it looks like they're going East Coast first. So they're going to go from Atlanta to New York, Baltimore, Nashville, Orlando, Chicago, Tacoma, San Jose, L.A. It says Glendale and then Arlington and then
Glendale.
Not Glendale, California,
okay.
Haley, to not confuse yourself, which is part of L.A. County. And then they'll be ending in Mexico City. That's all the way in August 23rd. So they'll be busy that whole like months, I should say plural. Then after that, they'll take a very, very short break and go to Japan. They'll have Saitama, Nagoya, and Kobe. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, Eitini, I'm sure, is definitely
Seoul?
Ready.
Seoul's first.
I just said Incheon. Seoul. Korea. Korea, Haley.
Oh, I heard Japan.
What do you thought I said? Lichon or something instead
probably,
of Incheon?
I think so.
If you don't know, Lichon is a Filipino
crispy pork belly
dish, mm-hmm. which is delicious. And my death row food. If I was on death row, that's my final food. Give it to me with rice.
Lichon and rice.
And give me some of the mang tamas sauce or like in a little vinegar. I'm mm-hmm. set. Strap me up. Okay, and to my fellow monsties, Baby Monster did just celebrate their first anniversary. They've been feeding us so well. Thank you, YG, on Weverse and everywhere. So it's been really nice being a monsties. This is our time right now. And also, fellow Glitterous, because it's Eyelid's first anniversary. Yes, they celebrated that as well. So
are they the same day?
No, I know Eyelid's was a little bit earlier. All I know is Baby Monster for Monsties was
April 1st.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some comebacks. So first one coming up already, April 4th. Digital single for and hypen called Loose.
Loosey Goosey.
Oh, boy. All right. Artemis is going to be doing their first single album called Burn. April 7th will be Mark from NCT. Shout out to Mark, our boy. His first album, The First Fruit. And the music video.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I don't know either. And the music video is his title track, 1999. And also the same day, April 7th, is a 50/50 single, Perfect Crime. So that's what's happening there. April 8th, the next day, Daesung, our boy from Big Bang. the genius jester is all I can say. Man, that guy is really smart.
He's
too
so
smart,
funny.
Too smart and witty for his own good.
Oh, my God.
His first mini album, D's Nuts.
D's Wave.
It's called D's Wave.
You should have called it D's Nuts.
I wish.
if it was Jackson Wang, he probably would.
And then, let's see, Ampers and One.
Yes.
I don't listen to them. I don't think you really listen to them, but one of your good friends
listens
to them.
Yeah, one of my good friends, like, she alts them now. All of a sudden, like, she...
Alts.
Yeah.
They're like a Nugu guy group,
they
right?
are. They're fairly right. new. They have, like, a smaller fan base, okay. but they're... Just finished. I mean, they're still. I think they're still on tour right now.
Oh, so maybe almost done. With
yeah,
the,
almost.
They're
done.
Like, is it just like a North America tour? Maybe
I'm
like,
actually
like
not
tour?
Too sure.
But I mean, always with these Nugu groups, including the girl groups, which a lot of our friends
right.
are very familiar with. That they go to all those Nugu groups.
All
you
I
get
know,
cool
sorry.
Stuff.
No, yeah, they do.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, I mean, like all, with these newer groups, of course, you get like a smaller venue. It's more intimate. You get selfies with each of the members.
Like,
you get
you,
a fan
for the
meet.
VIP, obviously.
Yeah, and
not, you don't just get it if you're general.
No. And it's a lot cheaper, though. It's very, very cheap. I think it was like $200 for the whole thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's what 50.
Crazy.
When I did 50/50, that it was like I think 300
yeah.
or something, and you get a. Freaking meet and greet, they signed our shit, like it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, this is the same with Ampersand One, but then like they got a selfie with
that's true.
No, Polaroid with
selfie.
Every single member.
That's freaking cool, to be honest.
Like
and
if
I,
you're
and
a
our
huge,
friends yeah. did that, right? Oh, if you're huge, what's that?
They're Andeers, I think they're called.
Oh, that's endearing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, got it.
But
nailed it.
They're gonna have their second mini album, Kickstart, and my friend Katie's very, very excited. And I only know about the members and like some of their songs and stuff because she always posts about them. And one of the members is actually Australian too, and his name is Micaiah. That's very Australian.
That's a very Aussie name.
Yes.
I'm Micaiah.
Yes, exactly.
From down under. Oh, let's see. April 9th, we have Oh My Girl, their 10th anniversary special single called Oh My.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great single name for their group, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Let's see. April 14th, NCT Wish will be having their second mini album. I thought I said Poo Poo. It's Pop Pop.
Pop Pop.
Oh, with Nayeon, right?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? Nothing. What have we even talked about them in a while? Just the pitch. Like twice. I know there's like small stuff going on, but not
I
enough. Like
you did.
I talked about like when Misamo did the throw. Oh,
yeah.
Basically, Yunche pulled Asana.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
it. She totally And I think Yoon Jae was practicing too. That's why he's even worse. I'm like, what the F? Oh, yeah. So I miss Sana. We'll see what happens with that. Especially we're waiting for them to open up their, for Twice, that is, waiting for them to open up their membership.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it yet. So we're just waiting for that.
It's usually the beginning of the year.
Or like, I think like it could be like, or like it should be around this time or like soon, like in the month or something. We'll see what happens because I'm gonna sign up and I think I want to try because you don't know. This is I think their 10th anniversary and it's gonna be their 10th fan meet. Who knows what's gonna happen? So it'd be really cool to like, try to go to this. So this might also be our first Korea trip if somehow.
Well, if Han can
happens,
help you,
I'm sure he'll help. And then I have to make sure to get remind me to make sure I get your membership because we each have to have one. I think
right.
We'll figure it out.
And if not, I'll just be like hanging around Korea.
Stalking Boy Next Door.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Boy Next Door.
I mean, stalking JYP? Is that who you're
stalking?
No,
JYP building.
You said you're going to stalk JYP?
Oh, yeah.
You sound like one of our friends who's very into JYP, the man himself.
I'll be wearing plastic pants.
Oh, you'll
so
definitely
he can dance
get the tension.
Me.
Oh, you. No. Well, he'll definitely hang out with you. And then April 15th, we have Eunice, their second mini album, Swicy.
What?
Very interesting. Swicy. Like spicy except with a W. Swicy.
What the fuck? Okay.
Swice of life. yeah. And then we did watch some music videos. Let's talk about it really quick because there was not that much.
Justin Wang.
What are you talking about, Haley? What the heck
Sorry.
Are you talking about? Want to tell the people what you're laughing at?
Because I looked on his notes and it says, I said, who's Justin Wang?
Okay. So I obviously.
Typo.
Obviously. My autocorrect fucking hates me. My iPhone's autocorrect, is it just me? Or is iPhone's autocorrect the worst?
Probably
so yeah,
the worst.
It fixed, quote-unquote, fixed Jackson Wang to Justin Wang. This is probably his, like, bootleg Temu brother. But we watched his music video, G-Bad. You know what it stands for, Haley?
Why can't I even think about what it's?
You gotta be a dick.
Gotta be a dick.
What the hell
sometimes.
Were you thinking?
I don't know.
What were you thinking?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I couldn't even think.
So G-Bad stands for gotta be a dick, and then the lyrics and the video is awesome, but it's gotta be a dick sometimes.
The music video is even better because he fucking thrusts everyone with his
dick.
Yeah,
he has like this magical weapon power of hip thrusting.
One punch
it's,
dick.
Yeah, it's literally basically. One punch dick. It's pretty awesome. Haley was saying, what did you say about this song? It reminds you of me?
Oh, yeah. I said, because it says, gotta be a dick sometimes. And I said, yeah, everyone's a dick sometimes, especially you.
Guilty. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Let's see. So that was a really good video, though. Like, it's interesting because, like, his art, not art, but makeup is, like, kind of like after that last video. So it's kind
of
like he's still in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that weird thing where, like, died but then he was like turning into a demon or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's wild.
I don't know, his music videos are always very like artistic, interesting, like kind of like a show itself.
Of course, he's the magic man. So that's really interesting. If you're into all his lore and everything, it's pretty cool. He's come a long way from being sad about the girl at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
From that music video.
Who gonna dry your eyes?
Oh yeah, you sound just like him, but that's not even the right song.
I know, it's not.
Let's see. Le Sserafim did drop their music video for Come Over, which is, you know what? I really like all their songs for this comeback.
Yeah, it's a really good
Come
album.
Over is so catchy. And I love the dance. It's so funny
it's
when
silly.
I first saw it. It's like,
it's
like one
silly.
Of those, like, it feels like you're like an 80s cartoon character creeping around, right? Like creeping around like a house, like trying to be quiet and sneaky.
And even like the styling of their
it's like
clothes.
It's
like 80s
and
80s.
70s. Like, it's really cool. So it's Come Over. It's an official music video and it's like a collaboration with Android. Of course, like you could see. I wonder if they did like a NewJeans thing where like they recorded with just Android.
Yeah.
You know how like NewJeans did like
ETA
with iPhones. So it was cool. And it was interesting enough because it was like in a grocery store.
But it's like it's specifically just Android because, you know, sometimes they do like Samsung. But now
this one is
just
Android.
Android.
You're right. And then, so it was like taking place in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they're doing all this funny, creepy dancing and like they're like near a pool and all this. I don't know. It's just like
random.
I like it. I like the randomness. Jenny, our girl, Haley, tell the world that your favorite album is Jennie's solo album out of Blackpink because you said it was Rosé and I don't believe you.
Yeah, actually, I have a confession. I was actually thinking about this today as well, because I listen to Jenny's album all the time when I'm driving to work.
When you stop driving and I can finally take control of Spotify again and listen to it, it's Jenny's album.
Yeah, so I think hers is actually my favorite Blackpink girl solo album.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good though. I mean,
I love Rosé's, but then the thing that I love about Jenny's is every single song sounds different.
Right.
I
and
feel like
good.
A lot of Rosé's songs kind of sound the same, and I'm like, am I listening to the same song? Always a different song kind of thing. Because it sounds the same.
Right.
But not, if you know what I mean. But Jenny's is all different. It sounds like all different
everything
genres.
Everything is very unique, like right. each track. So she put her heart and soul into it, and she put a lot of time in it. Just, I mean, all of them did. But it paid off because, man, I've been just listening to Jenny's album mm-hmm. and La Seraphim's mm-hmm. album. It's like the ones that I've been listening to more of lately.
But then Jenny came out with a music video for Start a War. And it's basically
like
her
that
just
song.
Singing. Is that's it. And it's black and white from what I remember. But yes, I really like that song.
And lastly... Oh, actually, no. I think that's it for the music videos. I did put a note here that someone please, pretty please, somebody, some idol, dance a dance challenge with Jenny. There's so many Jenny dances.
So many.
So many.
It's such a good dance challenge. And like, even the guys can go hard doing it. But
everyone is posting it. Like all these idols. Like I'm
why
just thinking of
Yunche.
Why
is no one
like,
doing it with her?
The guys, like you said, there's guy idols dancing it and they're just tagging her or like,
yeah.
And she's just reposting it. It's sad. It's like someone danced with her. My only hope was like, this is going to be a topic for later, but I'm going to reach into it really quick is like, I hope Aespa maybe did, because like they were together here in LA. I doubt it, but I was like, you know, they were both at the Billboard Women in Music Awards. I'm like, shit.
I feel like because Jenny's so shy about that kind of stuff, won't even reach out,
and
no one will
worst.
Approach
it's
her.
In reverse, everyone is too shy because of her global dominance, like aura. She got some big ass aura.
Because like,
she's Jenny, Lisa, Rosé is like. Killing, she's like breaking crazy records,
right.
like on billboards, on music charts around the world.
Yeah.
So they're like a different level tier, like on their own already, which is nuts.
You know, someone do it with her, please. The dance challenge. It's such a good dance challenge.
She wants to do it with anyone. Like she said it. She's like wants to do a dance challenge. Ah, come on, please. And if anything, this is a good time for you to take a water break, bathroom break, get some get hydrated. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us a rating wherever you're tuning in, especially Spotify. You know, I'm sure like we listen to Spotify, but I saw some people listen, like a good amount of you also listen on like Apple Podcasts, you know, so all those ratings and everything goes a long way. I know for Apple Podcasts, it probably takes a little bit longer because you have to do like a rate. Actually, no, it should be quick because you don't have to sometimes leave like text rating. Just, you know, 5-star Michelin.
Just be like,
right?
I love you.
Okay, yeah, you could do that. Or like you could say,
I love
Sana. I love Jenny.
Yeah.
I miss Sana. I think I have a big thing for Ahyeon right now. And yeah. So don't forget to do all that. And Haley, where else can they check us out? And what can they do there?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just message us there. Yay.
I think some people have been chatting. Right?
They definitely have been. But I think Joko's been getting more of the messages because I've been slacking.
Haley is on a vacation mentally.
I am. With Lads, with Raphael.
She's so addicted to this new, well, it's not new, but like a game.
It's been 43 days and I'm still obsessed.
How do you know how many days?
Because
it's been.
It shows me how many days I've been logged in.
All right. So this is not a Love in Deep Space podcast. This is K-pop. Let's move on.
Till they have an idol banner. I hope so. One day.
Do you think they would? I thought there's only five main guys. Like, how can there be an idol banner?
What do you mean? Like an idol concept? They had like a Kitty Butler one for Lads.
Oh, that's what you're trying to say. Like the concept.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. This is you, Haley, G-Dragon, and IU. Actually, on IU's show Palette.
Right.
And our prayers were fucking answered. Who would have thought this would even happen? Who would have thought in 2025 we're going to get both of them on our show called Palette? performing her song with G-Dragon called
Palette. Like, it was crazy. It's 6 years later.
We've been, oh my gosh.
And then
I couldn't believe it.
It's crazy because I think she sang this song when she was 25. And now it's 2025.
She's not 25 anymore.
Right. It was awesome. It was awesome seeing them together. I didn't actually watch the whole thing. I just briefly went through clips because I ain't got time for that right now. Anyway. Yeah,
of course. Haley doesn't have time for nothing. Not even me.
That's not true. So, no, it's not. So, G-Dragon on IU's palette, he actually mentioned One Piece, and IU even brought it up as well, which was really awesome.
Like, really?
You didn't see the clip?
No, I didn't see the clip. Like, what happened?
So, basically, IU was asking G-Dragon what his inspiration for his outfit was for day. And then she was... He was, like, explaining, oh, my outfit. He's like, maybe it's, like, a cartoon character. I mixed up several One Piece characters for this outfit. Yeah, he's actually, like, a huge One Piece
fan. Who doesn't love One Piece?
I know some people.
I know. I mean, as always, I'm just saying that, you know, as a general.
Right, I know. But who hasn't heard of One Piece, I guess you could say. There you go.
That's a good one.
So, and then IU was like, because she knows, too. She's like, oh, is it Luffy? And then, Sanji, and then G-Dragon was like, yeah, maybe a bit of Usopp too, because I think he's wearing like that striped shirt. Then also, like, he didn't mention it, but his hair is green right now, so it's Zoro.
Oh,
like,
right.
It's a mix of like all like of them, because he was wearing like a straw hat, and then like Zoro, and then I think like Sanji because of the suit and stuff like that. But
I forgot his hair was, yeah, like was it green? I thought it was like blue green.
No, it's like a blue green. It kind of looks like a light green, but
either way, it does look like a
right now. There's also like a photo of G-Dragon going around where he's wearing like those yellow sunglasses, and he has the green hair. No,
I'm just kidding.
And he has the green hair, but it looks like that Zoro outfit, exactly like him. So I'm like, that's so cool. He did that.
Oh, I saw that one actually. Yeah. I saw that one. He's a weeb.
He is a weeb.
We're all weebs.
Yeah. It's the best. Like, I don't understand people that are not weebs. I mean...
Because they probably have other stuff that they're into. As long as everyone has their own, like, interests and hobbies.
I feel like you guys are missing out on so much. Like, the people that are not into K-pop or anime, I'm like, what do you do?
Play games?
I mean, I guess that's fine, too. But some people don't even play games. It's like, what do you do?
Watching... nature.
Okay. I guess people like hiking and going outdoors.
Playing sports.
That's not me.
Oh, no. It's 100% not you. Definitely not you.
Anyway, so G-Dragon also, like, he started his tour in Seoul on March 29th and 30th. This is his first solo concert in 8 years.
He's starting this tour already. What about... the U.S., like, where's the dates?
He hasn't dropped it yet.
That's why.
Has Le Sserafim dropped theirs yet? No.
But they haven't started their tour yet.
Has Boy Next Door dropped theirs? No. And they said they were going to... they haven't dropped anything. They've been doing their fucking tour.
Womp womp. Sorry. That's hype.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure... because he says coming... it says coming soon or, like, whatever. More to be
Everything
added.
Everything says coming but soon and more to be added.
But they do actually do it, though. They
yeah, of course
do
they
it.
Do do it, but eventually. They wait till, like, oh, next month we're going to be here. This is
at
the
least they'll, like, eventually come here.
God damn it, Le Sserafim.
But anyway, so, like, during the first day of the concert, it was delayed for 70 minutes because of strong winds. Because it was in an outdoor stadium this time. And, yeah, so he had to, like, delay it. And I think
it was funny, though, during soundcheck.
What?
He was, like, pretending he's, like, one of those wind things.
Oh, yeah. Because it was so windy. Was like, so those funny. Little inflatable balloon that men that move around.
I think I posted it, too, if anyone follows
G-Dragon's
us.
G-Dragon's so funny and quirky, honestly. When the show did start, they did have a really cool high-tech drone display, which is so cool because I feel like... has that ever been done at a K-pop concert before?
Not
like
that
a drone
I can
display?
Think of. That's pretty sick.
So basically, hundreds of drones lit up the sky, and it formed the iconic artwork for Heartbreaker, which is his first solo album.
Damn. It's because he can afford it. High budget.
Exactly. And then it gradually like transformed into his updated like portrait right now for his latest album, Übermensch. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Übermensch.
Übermensch. Yeah.
Du hast.
Du, no. So, CL of 21 actually made a surprise guest appearance.
That was fucking awesome.
It was.
That was sick.
We all
love them.
People
didn't expect that. That was crazy.
So on the first day of the concert, they sang their iconic song together, Leaders, and like CL posted it all over her Instagram. And it was just freaking amazing seeing them together. I love it so much. I honestly thinking I would be like, I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, I never would have thought 21 would have had a comeback, and then G-Dragon, Big Bang, like. I couldn't even imagine, because I remember I would always complain. I'd be like, where is G-Dragon? When is he going to drop an album? When is he coming back? I mean, I'm sure you guys who have been listening for a while, I would constantly, every single year, be like, where the fuck is G-Dragon? Why is he posting blurry photos of his cats? Blah, blah, blah. So
his cats. He doesn't post them anymore.
He doesn't. But he's just posting all like his, tour stuff right now. Also, on the second day of the concert, Taeyang and Daesung joined G-Dragon on stage.
Damn. If they weren't going to be there the first day, you knew. I had a feeling they would be there the second day.
Very emotional. So they went and joined him on stage to sing Last Dance. And like when they came up on stage, because G-Dragon started singing the song by himself, and then Taeyang and Daesung joined him, and they gave him a huge hug. And if you guys are not VIPs and didn't know, Last Dance has been considered a love song from the group Big Bang to their fans. Like, just showing, like, their whole history together. And it's been 9 years since they've performed it together on stage, which is, like, crazy. Like, I'm so jealous of the people that got to see that.
And why didn't you go?
I have to go to Seoul for? They need to come here. And then
I don't know if you're going to get Daesung and Taeyang coming
here. That's fine. I mean, like, who knows? Fans also couldn't help but notice that the portion of the backtrack for Last Dance, they left it in. So you could clearly hear Top's voice. Amazing. And then G-Dragon just sang over his parts, but you could still hear Top's voice in the back. So, like, fans also believe that G-Dragon at the end did, like, Top's iconic ending fairy, I guess you could say, for that song. So I was like, please, can they be OT4 again?
Is this like their SOS signal to
I
tell
hope
him to
so bat signal?
Yeah, there you go.
Top. Yeah, so yeah, go check it out. They have like a lot of videos posted on YouTube if you want to go and check that out.
And also, I guess, are you done with that part, huh?
I am.
Okay, so let's see, there's some other interesting stuff. I mean, they used to be partners in YG until was Big Bang under YG still? That's a good question, actually.
No,
right?
They're not. None
I know individually they're not, yeah. But what about Big Bang? Do you know?
I have no idea. Probably.
All right. Anyway, so much for my YG transition. Either way, they we're all close. Well, here. I guess this is my transition. Taeyang danced and had a song with Lisa. So now we're going to talk about Lisa. There's your connection.
La Lisa.
So Lisa recently, it was pretty cool. She donated a bunch of her favorite, of course, Pop Mart La Boo Boos. So she came in like a huge cart to the Children's Hospital of LA, CHLA. Right. And just posted like a screenshot, like, I guess,
on her
IG story.
Yep.
Just donated. Looks like she just gave out a bunch of La Boo Boos
to the
kids.
Cool. And we were like, oh my God, because we know a lot of people that work there.
I messaged everyone I knew.
I was like, hello,
and
did
no
you
one
see
knew.
Her?
And one's on like night shift, one wasn't working that day.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was like, damn. Oh shit. I was like, I even messaged, because I think a couple of them do work days. And then, I think it was like Kristen, and I asked her too. She's like, oh man, of course it's like the day I'm not there or something. I'm like, son of a bitch.
It's always like that.
It's always like that. Yeah, so that's really cute. I mean, a lot of the idols are really busy, like, you know, putting back into the community and stuff, especially because I heard about these recent Korean wildfires.
Mm.
I mean, remember we had our craziness here in LA with the fires. So I think there's something, it's pretty bad there in Korea right now too. So there's a huge one. Jenny like donated like 100 million
there's
or something.
Fires right now, isn't it?
Chaeryeong. I don't effing know, but like there's so many idols that are like donating and like putting it into all the craziness in the wildfire. So shout out to them. And, a lot of heartfelt love and hoping everyone is okay, that whoever's affected by those wildfires in Korea. Let's move on to Lisa's bandmate, Jenny. Well, she's been having a great time here in L.A. So, as many of you may know, Billboard Women in Music Awards did happen within this past week, held at the YouTube Theater. Makes me sad. The last time I went last year, New Jeans was there.
And it was pouring rain.
It was pouring.
I remember
that. I was soaked before he got in, and I was like, it's fine. It's for New Jeans. Oh, my God.
The only time you got to use your Binky Bong.
At least I got to use my Binky Bong. We got to play with Minji, and that's when she really like solidified and won me over. Some of you probably know about that story from that episode. But yeah, it's just... anyways, Jenny. Jenny won the Global Force Award. Well deserved. I mean, she's like a global icon.
Right.
And I mean, so many... You talk... Or not talk, but like you hear and read all these things about all these K-pop idols from like Gen 4, Gen 5. Who do they look up to? Someone from Blackpink. And like... There's a lot that look up to Jenny, so it's been awesome. It looks like she's just been super happy. She got a lot of interviews, of course. It's a good thing she's completely fluent in English, so that's like a nice part to all this. The only one that's like not fluent in like this random, like, knows a lot of random English words is Jisoo, of course. But she's so
not
funny
bad,
when she's
but not good.
She's so funny when she does her English. Literally, Jisoo's been promoting and doing all these crazy like shows all over Asia.
I'm not going outside of Asia.
Yeah, she's just in Asia. I was joking with Haley. I was like, she's literally only just staying and promoting within like 100 miles of Korea.
She's like, I don't need to go to the US.
Yeah, nope. She's like, Jenny, Lisa, and Rose are good. They're busy in that area, in that department, basically. Jenny, during her like her acceptance speech, it was really cute. She did talk about how amazing it is to be doing so well. Actually, I think this is one of the interviews. But like how it is to be doing so well with each of them. Like each member on their solo are like, they're killing it. They're like already more successful than regular solo artists. And I'm talking about global solo artists.
Yep.
Like not even just like K-pop solo artists. Obviously, they're past the level and the scale of just the K-pop solo like artist level, right? They're global like artists. It's like I think they're just on a different level, and it's pretty cool. So Jenny also let's see, I mean, she recorded Ruby here in the US. I think she started like in 2024. She even posted all that stuff, and she's just been on the charts ever since. And of course Lisa's been like in and out of the charts still, but the fact that Lisa's still in it, because I mean, it's kind of, I felt like Rockstar did come out like before like Rosé's stuff.
Everything, yeah.
Before everything. And of course, like Rosé took over with Bruno Mars. And then, of course, her solo stuff too did super well. Then Jenny was like the one after them. And then like all of them are just on the charts, including Jisoo. Like
In Korea.
But she's there sometimes like in some global, like some of the global charts as well. But it's just nuts because, like, yeah, Jenny has been, like, consecutively, like, week after week just been on it. And it was really cute. So on her actual speech this time, she took a moment to thank her, quote-unquote, Blackpink girls. Because without them, you know, this journey would never have happened. And she said, I love you to them and we'll continue to make music. And then she, like, blew kisses and, you know, a lot of Blinks were there shouting and you could hear them. Like shouting, yelling, but she thanked the Blinks. She also said, I love you to her mom. It was super cute. And she just looks super happy. She's like on like cloud nine right now, like ecstasy level. And you know who else was super excited and happy? aespa. Because aespa was also there. They were honored with the Group of the Year award. The really cool part about this is Jenny was sitting kind like her table. They put it near aespa's. So there was like, if you haven't seen it, there's been some interactions, and you know how I live for this kind of shit. But it's just really cute. You could tell like Jenny wanted to say something, was finding the right timing to do it. And when she finally did it, it was funny as fuck because a waiter walked by. So like a waiter.
Of course.
Like,
it's always like that. You wait for the perfect moment and then it just gets messed up.
She was looking back too and glancing like whoever she was talking or sitting next to in her table, she's like probably saying like, oh, I'm gonna go say hi to them. As soon as she turns around to say hi, literally the waiter walked by. I was like cracking up in my head. And then but she was able to talk to them. All of them like were standing up and like bowing because, you know, it's like, oh, Queen Jenny. And it's funny because like Jenny was telling like all of them like, oh, sit down, it's okay. Like chill. But yeah, that was just like a really cool interaction. I'm sure they had plenty. If you were there, you probably like saw it, recorded it, because this is like what I was talking about, because when we were there too for last year's, it was just interesting seeing all the different interactions. And this time, at least there's two K-pop.
Right. So they know someone at least.
Two different K-pop, like, yeah, like, I was going to say groups, but technically not a group. Two K-pop.
Artists.
Yes. Artists. Good word. So it was also really funny and cute. So with aespa, during one of their backstage transitions, and, you know, this, like, you could probably hear it and see it too, because, you know, there's like a live stream as well, right? So when the audio was still kind of like shifting and they were changing like the mics, you know, like they have to change the output, input kind of thing. Winter didn't know that her audio was still on. So she like could be heard, like her voice was picked up through the microphone still. But at least she didn't say anything inappropriate or like weird or creepy. Or can you imagine? Or like fart? Yeah, fart.
Burp.
Can you imagine if that happened? Oh, but boy. All you could hear her. She was like talking softly. She's like she's like also humming. She's like and she's like, oh, it smells so good in here.
She farted. Just kidding.
And she went like hee hee. And it's funny because, you know, it's like she like doing this in like a really cute tone, and then she finds out. So of course later on she finds out. All that shit happened. So I'm sure, like, the embarrassment, the secondhand embarrassment of herself.
She's probably like, oh my God, what did I say during that time?
Yeah, of course, thank God. But then, like, she was flustered. And she went to, I think it was, like, Weverse. And she was saying, like, oh my God, like, I'm embarrassed. I can't believe the mic was on. And then she, like, added to that, I'm going to hide for a bit and then come back. And then she said, well, I'm gone. Go ahead and tease me all you want. I'll be back. But yeah, so that's what was going on with their with all that stuff. So that was really cool. I'm glad that you know, all of them are making their impact. Honestly, if because aespa's year in K-pop was last year, and same with NewJeans. NewJeans' year for K-pop was 2023. So that's why they got invited for 2024. Whoever the
who's
big
gonna be this time.
I'm hoping Baby Monster. I'm hoping we'll see what happens. But that's what I'm thinking, because it has to be a female group, first of all, right?
Because
it's women in music. We'll see. We'll see. So I think it's another good time to take another bathroom break and get some hydration, some water. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms, wherever you're tuning in. Don't forget to do what you can to help us out and share the wealth and spread the word of Permission to Stand podcast, so we get more people to listen to this and so they have something K-pop to listen to. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to chat K-pop with us or anything, I guess, just DM us there.
Let's just try to stick to K-pop. Though
I mean, some people ask about if like they're into anime and stuff.
As long as you start with K-pop and transition,
right?
There's some people who just like have messaged us, right? What? I don't know. They're just like, they don't really say anything.
Oh, like what?
I'm trying to remember. There was a good example.
Hi.
I mean, I'll reply back hi, but I'm like, there was something I forgot. I can't remember. But yeah, just like, never mind. I think I'm confusing it with like, you know, when we have the giveaways and everything. And someone just messaged us something.
I was like, I don't remember anyone randomly saying stuff to us.
Never mind. Forget everything I just said. Say hi.
Erase. Yep.
Say hi. Talk about K-pop with us. Then we'll transition to other stuff. All right. It looks like it's, let's see, some news drama time. All right. Everyone get ready. Strap in. We will talk first about the YG leaker. If you didn't know, there was a notorious, quote unquote, he self-proclaimed YG leaker. Now it's been like blowing up on Discord and everything, claiming to be a former YG Entertainment employee and was blowing up and stirring up all this trouble and madness and chaos all over social media. Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. But it's just this past week, it's just been interesting because they said that they have like all this never before seen content, all this sensitive information about these K-pop idols and their private lives. Claims they possessed a terabyte of quote unquote explosive material.
Are they allowed to be sharing this?
Of course. Well, the thing is, Haley.
Right.
It's a quote unquote former employee.
Okay.
Of course, they're not supposed to be sharing this, but they want the clout. They want the attention.
Why? Because they don't get anything from it.
Well, yeah.
Do they? Do they get paid for it?
No. Haley.
Oh, actually, maybe
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, yeah, never mind. Just ignore me. I'm very tired from work.
Well, what did you think I was going to say then?
I have no idea. Just continue.
They're clout chasers.
Right.
What do clout chasers chase?
Chase the clout.
Yeah, so they just want the tension and to stir up trouble and just have fun just chaos. Some people like trolling, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the reason why everyone took everything with a grain of salt, because when they released stuff, there was like, especially a lot of stuff like on like V.
Mm.
So Army obviously is going to get involved. And then like Blackpink. So with Jennie, because, you know, as much as like, I'm pretty sure they did date, but I'm like, all the pictures and stuff that they were dropping were like so bad and fake. Cause like, even like, cause like we all know about that one time, I forgot, a couple of years back, when apparently Tay and Jennie were like going around Europe or somewhere.
Yeah, Paris.
I forgot where. Yeah, Paris. So they were like posting photos, but the photos were like so off. It looked like someone making out.
Mm.
And some Army were super quick debunking it, showing that it's like false and fake. And it was actually like a picture, I think, of Bradley Cooper making out with someone named Irina Shayk, like, or something.
Fuck?
And then like even after they debunked that, this guy was like, or he or she or they or whatever, like saying like, oh, you know, I have more proof, just wait. But it's like all the different stuff that they were dropping, including like, I don't know, like this one was dumb too. It was like the pre-debut videos were apparently, well, not apparently, but Blackpink was saying racial slurs, aka the N-word.
Right.
Dude, they were singing pre-debut songs.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think they get to choose their songs.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. But like, people were I mean, it worked because people got riled up for both sides of it. Like, there's Blinks defending them, and then there's people like, you know, like just fuels the haters.
Right.
And it's like, yo, people, do you remember their pre-debut? You think pre-debut trainees have any word?
Nope. They have nothing. They sing what they're told
to sing. They sing what they're told, regardless if they know what it means. Like, people were saying they know English. Like, Jennie and Rosé and like Lisa are fluent in English. They know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they knew. But the thing is, can they say anything about it? Can they do anything about it?
They have no power.
There's zero power when you're a trainee. They're not Blackpink, the one that we know right now.
Right.
Like, so this doesn't even matter. But because, like, if you're a trainee in your pre-debut era, like...
Yeah, you don't even know if you're going to debut yet.
You're doing everything that the company asks you. And, you should blame YG, if anything, for, like, having the producers or managers, like, choose, like, these songs for them to cover. There's probably a ton of other songs they could have covered.
Right.
But they chose these ones with the N-word. So, I mean,
that's
not Blackpink's fault. I mean, the members' faults, right? A lot of other stuff were, like, really dumb, to be honest. Like, all these leaks were kind of, like, I rolled my eyes because I'm like, oh, my God, some of these are dumb. Like, even one of the things were, like, some of them, like majority were, like, baseless lies, right? And the other part were, like, old ass facts. Like, some, like, one of the things I read was like, oh, like, this person put Jennie was dating Kai from EXO in 2018 2019.
We
fucking
them.
Knew that. They fucking announced it publicly,
right?
With
they came
dispatch
out publicly.
Like,
who cares?
That's why it's like, oh, these guys are just like, you know, just trying to get as much attention however they can, you know, because they're gonna disappear and then no one will ever know who did it. But there's this person, whoever did it, is going to just be like, ah, that was fun. I stirred up and I'm like all over news articles everywhere.
So stupid. But like, it's dumb because no one will know who you are.
But they don't care. It doesn't matter. To them, it's just the self-satisfaction.
Okay.
The glory.
People are crazy.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. What's actually strange, though, is how all of these rumors and all these videos and everything is going on right when the day of Kim Soo-hyun, a.k.a. the K-Diddy press conference, happened. So, I mean, it's also possible. People were saying, like, is this a deliberate distraction?
Maybe.
Throwing in all this chaos so everyone doesn't think of him or see him, like, fake crying and all this stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Because people were saying, like, the timing is too convenient to be a coincidence. It's just a total mess in the world of K-pop right now. Amongst all the pretty flowers of, like, Jennie and aespa getting awards and everything. And, you know, all these first anniversaries for these Gen 5 groups that are doing well. There's just a little, there's always a bit of chaos going on in the back, and especially with NewJeans, the never ending saga. Well, at least not until we get, well, first off, we don't even know when we're going to see them again in 3 years. Cause they're going on an indefinite hiatus, maybe till they wait for their fucking contracts
to
dry
end.
Out.
Yeah.
You think you think you'll be relevant in 2028?
No.
I'll listen to you, but I won't care as much. Mm. I'm not going to lie.
I've moved on.
I have Baby Monster. They kept me happy during my times of need.
Oh, God.
But that's what I'm like. So it's another thing that really happened, though, was interesting. So there's a whole Bunnies Civil War. A lot of stuff was going on because people obviously defending. There's so many bunnies defending New Jeans. Obviously, I'm on the other side. Me and Haley are kind of on the other side. Not trying to put them down, but it's like they kind of dug their own graves.
Right.
It's like getting worse and worse. Mm. Then you have fucking psychopaths like this. Okay, so I remember we brought up briefly last week, and I forgot to bring her name up. Mm. Someone that was like attacking all the other fandoms and groups, mm-hmm. especially like talking and putting like all these like all this like really mean stuff basically about like Le Sserafim, Islet attacking them, putting all these like different accusations and like all this stupid drama going on. The person's name is Tali Toki. Mm-hmm. I think they might have this what's that word I'm looking for where they turn off their deactivated
their account.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because this bitch started so much shit and was the one talking shit about like all these other groups and just like, you know, defending New Jeans, putting them like on a full on pedestal. And the crazy part is this goes back to clout chasing. Mm-hmm. These newer like are these younger people? Mm-hmm. And I sound like a boomer, but honestly, it's like this younger like it was because she's young. Like mm-hmm. this girl that was doing it, that was talking all this shit. She wanted so much clout and to show off so badly. She even posted pictures of her hanging out with some of the New Jeans members. That looks fucking horrible. Guess what? You made them look fucking worse.
But then it's like, why are they friends with her?
Well, that's the thing,
is she
though.
Famous?
Well, she's trying to show off that she's actually so, knows
but
them.
Why
and she's
is
like,
New Jeans
she's
like hanging out with her if they know that she's a bad
because
person?
Because she may be a Sae-sung. I saw saying whatever the fuck that
right,
word is.
But then, like, why hang out with that?
Or take some? Well,
so
she
weird.
Could. Because what if she just, like, said, like, oh, you know, I'm your huge fan. You know, like, I'm power
so she's,
to
like,
you.
Stalking them kind of thing. It's,
like, who knows? Okay, so it could be a narrative that I'm making up. But at the same time, like, what else, Haley? How else would they have taken pictures?
I don't know. That's why I'm thinking, like, maybe what if New Jeans was friends with her or something?
Well, made friends with her or something. But either way, that's the point. The point is, like, it looks bad on the members because they knew this girl existed and who's been saying all this bad stuff, bad-mouthing all these groups.
But you shouldn't be friends with someone like that.
Let alone, like, but then, like, it's like you don't know if she took a picture before, but it makes the bottom line, Haley, is it makes the members, it looks bad and already in a horrible situation. And in this thing, I mean, you can thank yourself, Miss fucking Tali Toki bitch, that... You dragged them down more. So much for you being like someone that supports them and whatever. All this shit. Obviously, she just wants the attention and everything, and she's getting it for sure. And trust me, she's getting destroyed online and probably like you know a lot of stuff going on amidst all this madness. Where's Minhee-jin, Haley?
We don't know. She's probably on another planet.
Like she's she's on an island sipping some Mai Tais, hanging out.
Is
chilling.
She really?
No, I
don't okay. I don't know.
Like,
I
don't
did
know.
Did you see photos of her?
So some fans have started like protests against Adore, like, you know, trying to make them like make things right. But it's like interesting because like they even like, you know, bought trucks and all this shit. And they're saying that, you know, like we respect New Jeans, but we can't let them walk a dangerous path. And New Jeans has six members. But the penalty is for 5. I mean, honestly, yeah, what the fuck? Where's Minhee-jin? Like,
right, she should be counted.
She should be in, like, these hearings and shit. She's not there. She's a ghost.
It's her fault.
It's like she's a total ghost. Like, where is she? She's just hiding behind all the drama for New Jeans and probably, like, all this other stuff. She must love all the news about, like, the K. Diddy cases and, like, all this new stuff that happened with... Maybe she's the YG leaker. Who fucking knows at this point? She has all her... She has a lot of stuff, like, probably shit on a lot of people, to be honest. And it's I don't know, it's just really bad because I mean with all the stuff going on, especially with this Tali Toki bullshit, it's just the court already, you know, went against New Jeans for the injunction. They lost that. Like what are they gonna do now? Like they're definitely at a huge disadvantage. They're not gonna win
right
their case. So it's just insane because Minhee-jin is just like hiding under the covers and nothing is happening. Remember, like, all this would have been fine if she, you know, you got to think about it this way. Freaking Hype gave her another chance.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah, she didn't want it.
Do you remember what they were trying to do, though? Like, because they took her out as CEO, but they're trying to make her, like, head of, like, something else.
Like the creative director.
Creative director to produce music still under a door. But she's so greedy that it's like she wants to be CEO or nothing.
Right.
And even though because she was already trying to leave the company, who the fuck was funding all of you? Mm. Like, this is how you were making your money. Like, I don't even know how she has money.
Right. Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, so it's just, it's bad. It's pretty bad. I don't like where this is all going. So, I mean, I've been chatting with a couple of you about this whole situation. Like I said, it's just I'm just passionate about it more so because NewJeans was my alt group for like years, for a few years already.
Yeah, and when like, they came out.
And I was expecting to hopefully see them. We were supposed to have about like 3 or 4 comebacks already by now, ever since the madness started. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to have, they probably were supposed to be touring already for their first world tour.
Yep.
And I was supposed to hopefully see them sometime this year, later this year, but all that's gone to shit. So that it sucks because I have all these albums, all these things. I have a lot of, Haley knows, my office has a lot of stuff inside my office room for them. So it sucks. Let's talk about some variety shows really quick because I did finally watch some. I told you guys I'd watch some. I watched the Minju one. So Pink Cabinet. It's interesting. So like the basis is kind of like an interview thing, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And then the niche for this show is that they have groups that are like members from groups come in during the interview and they leave a gift inside a locker for another group, for the future group to take.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like a gift, like an item exchange. Mm-hmm. And they don't really know who it's for, like, till the, like, you know, they tell them, like, at the end of the episode. So I watched the end mix episode. It was Suliyun and Jiwoo, who have been looking fantastic lately, both of them, and they've been looking very sus lately, especially with Suliyun and Jiwoo. They seem to be super close lately. Mm-hmm. It's really cute and kind of hot, but yeah, so there's been a lot of interesting clips of them floating around. If you're a fellow answer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, so like, they talk about small conversations. This one, they were talking about like, what do they do on their like day off? She plays LOL, League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Minju is apparently really good. I never watched that episode, but they had an episode for Islet's show where she's just playing League of Legends. She destroys.
She's probably better than Felix.
Oh, she's definitely
Felix
better.
Felix can't rank.
Oh, she's
bronze.
And Minju is ranked. That's insane. So yeah. So they talk about, you know, like little convos like that. It's like some Q&A things. Also, one of the questions, like Minju was very like embarrassed to ask because she took it out. It's like, it was random questions, right? She's like, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. It's quote unquote controversial. And the question was, because Suliyun is there. And the question was for Jang Ka Solyu. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, wasn't this on K-Star Next Door?
Yeah, so this was brought up before. So Jang Ka Solyu is like the quad of Gen 4's visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Jang stands for Wanyang, Jang Wanyang. Ka stands for Karina. Sol stands for Suliyun. And then Yu is for Yuna from ITZY. So Jang Ka Solyu. And it says, the question was like, is Minju invited? And then Minju shut it down so quick. She's like, no, I'm not invited. She's like, I'm not.
I'm uninviting
she's
myself.
Like, I'm not worthy of this. Mm. And Suliyun is just like laughing. And then like, G was laughing too. And G was just like, has like this funny face. Like she's smiling. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just like here.
Mm.
And then like, it's just funny. And, you know, Suliyun was super nice. Of course, she said, yeah, you could be in it. But like, please, come on. She's just like being super nice. I mean, Minju's cute. I'm not saying like her styling. Thank God they've been styling her way better too. So that they kind of moved on from that. The other thing they do in this show, Haley, they ask what's in their bag.
Mm.
You know that. You know they. I feel like a lot of shows do that.
Wasn't Boy Next Door on this? Jaehyun, and I think it was Songho. Because I remember them putting something in the locker, and Jaehyun left his photo card in there for the next person.
You're shitting me. why don't we watch this?
The one.
Yeah, if you said there's a locker, this has to be it.
But Jaehyun just put a photo card of himself.
He did not even sign it. This ass.
I think he signed
it. Okay, if he signed it, that's cool.
Let me look. Keep talking. I think it is the same show.
I mean, this is the only thing where they put a locker for someone. So that's like the niche thing. But yeah, they showed like what's in their bags, their purses and stuff. It's funny because Celine had a humidifier. And she collects stickers. She has a lot of stickers like you, Haley. Haley has a huge kind of collection-ish of stickers just for whenever you need to put stickers.
Oh, it was Jaehyun and Lihan.
That'd be it. Why don't you watch this? This sounds like an interesting episode.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can't remember what Lihan. I think he left like lip gloss or something, or like lip balm. But then Jaehyun just threw in his photo card. I just saw like a clip of it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So
I don't know who picked them up though. Who was after them?
I don't know. That's why we have to kind of like see that. That's why you kind of check it out.
Idol.
Well, that's even funnier. They're like, what the fuck is this?
I think.
Was it Minnie? It was probably Minnie or some shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was Minnie.
She's like, what the fuck is this shit? At least Lihan gave her a lip balm to use. Fucking. She's like, what am I going to do with this stupid photo card?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so like, they're just showing this stuff in their bag. Jiwoo had it was cute. So Jiwoo has some charms on her bag. And like, she would... I don't know if you remember this, but they were in Miami for like an event.
Mm.
And she just has this like the really cute random thing that she calls Monchichi. And she bought it in Miami. It's just like this weird, random, funny, cute looking like charm.
Okay.
Like it's like a little plush charm. Hmm. But she calls it Monchichi. She has like a planner and all these different things. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah, it was really interesting. It was not too bad, to be honest. And then so what they did was they did the exchange, which is like kind of like this is like the what the show is known about.
Mm-hmm.
They got something from the boys. I forgot which members were there, but members from the boys were there. And then before them and gave them gifts. I think there was like face masks and other stuff. So and hand cream and face mask and medicine for their joints.
Okay.
Joint medicine. So that's what they're doing. And then they left. Seolhyun left her snowman humidifier, and then Jiwoo left her sunflower charm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cute. And yeah, that was pretty much it. The next guest was Eyelet because it's their first anniversary, and I did watch it. Like I said, I wanted to like I was like, oh, I didn't even know it was gonna drop a new episode, so I went and checked it out. I mean, for the most part, it's the same thing. Like they were making chocolate, Haley. I wonder
for
why
almond chocolate.
I'm a chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's a good song though. It's really catchy and cute. It's funny because like we always talk about how like their concept is always like, you know, super cute, cutesy, and I feel like Iroha and Yuna don't match the concept.
They should be in Meow.
Yuna should be in Meow. Actually, Kevin and I were talking about this. Yuna should have been in Meow. Mm-hmm. She looks great if she would have been in Meow.
Right.
She has like the sharp features. She's tall, and then we were saying Iroha could have been in like Baby Monster because of her hip hop and like all those, man, what could have been.
Right.
But yeah, so that's just something me and our friends talked about too. But yeah, so they had their first anniversary it was pretty interesting because like they did kind of like the same thing, but they also had to show like what they brought like as a special moment, like what's important to them after their first year. A couple of them brought like, you know, those light sticks that we got for Espa before Espa had a light stick. It's like that
stick,
just a plain
glow
old
stick.
Glow stick.
Yeah.
So two of the members did that. It was Minju actually. So she's the host, and Wonhee. So and honestly, you know, like this is like one of the first times where I was like kind of able to. I watched it and got to know some of like their personalities. Mocha's still really cute. Mm-hmm. Yuna's crazy, like funny.
Really?
Like it's like she's the funny, like loud, crazy one. At the same time, all the members, because they're so much younger and stuff, they probably just think she's like like boring, like dad jokes.
Aww.
But she's actually funny.
Yeah, for us.
For
probably.
Us. Oh man, she's like she would be. She could be a better host than Minju. I'll talk about that in a second. But Wonhee is pretty funny too. She may seem like she's out of it, but she's actually pretty, like, she's, like, kind of attentive, but she just looks like she's just staring into space, like an airhead. But she's actually not too bad. And Iroha is, like, literally, she's, like, the mangne.
Mm-hmm.
Classic kind of, like, mangne.
Right.
But, you know, at least she, like, talks and everything. Honestly, I feel like Minju would have been, like, the quietest one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, yeah, so they did the same thing, showed what's in their bags, did the gift exchange where they got the humidifier and the charm from Jiwoo and Seolhyun. So... They did that. I don't think I remember what they left for the. I think they left like the their those special items to them. Mm. And the thing is, though, okay, so finally I got to finish it, watch it. I could compare it to K-Star next, Yunche's Star Diary. Mm-hmm. Yunche's Star Diary was the one before this. And, man, I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm just telling you how it is. Like, I feel, Minju's cute and they style her much better now. But I feel like it's like, she's like not as animated or like she's very boring. Like by the book and.
Probably boring. Just say it. She's boring. Kind of compared to Yunche.
Kind of boring compared to Yunche and like, you know, because Yunche, and they could tell that. Like, even when Yunche was had her special episode of Star Diary with Yunjin, like, the director seemed like they were super excited to have her. Like, oh, so, I mean, you know who should be a host? Yuna from Islet or Kyujin or Jiwoo. Mm-hmm. I feel like they would be really good, too, especially Kyujin. Lastly, the other show that I watched, I will talk about next week.
Yeah, because it's getting a lot.
But this is a preview because next I did watch two episodes. It's Le Sserafim's One Night, 2 Days. It's abbreviated as 1N2D. It's like another one of those like reality variety shows. And you may have seen some of the old ones and clips from the old ones for Le Sserafim. They were there. They had like a camping one and they had like that infamous one when they're on the boat where there's like seagulls around and everything. So that's all from this same show. Yeah, so this is for their comeback hot. And I'll talk more about it next week because it was really good, though. Mm-hmm. But just in case, I don't want Haley to fall asleep here. And I don't want myself to lose my voice.
Right, we're going over
and, time. Yeah, I guess I'll keep track of the time. But we'll talk about it, definitely, Le Sserafim, my fellow Fimmies, and my fellow Fear Not. We'll talk about it next week. It was a great episode. I have a lot to talk about, including... Well, leave it at that, right?
Yes.
So right now,
stay
tuned next week for Le Sserafim's variety show episode,
right?
And I will talk about that in detail. Haley could see my whole essay on it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh god, and, it's gonna take an hour to get through that.
So I mean, before we get started with the final segment with Haley, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in because it helps us. It helps fellow K-pop listeners and stans and biases out there in the world find us, mm-hmm. listen to us, and simp with us, and chat with us, and do all that stuff. You know, leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review, because mm-hmm. that helps even more. It goes into the mm-hmm. algorithm. Mm-hmm. The algo gets spread and
infects
everything. Yes. In a good way.
Yes.
And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast.
And you can also DM and chat with us there.
Okay, so here's like a little snippet just for in hyphen, specifically
very little
Jay,
snippet.
My bias. Or is it our bias? Is he your bias? No.
I like Jake.
You like Jake.
From State Farm.
Okay, so Jay did a cover of Always by Bon Jovi. It was so random.
It was so random, but good.
As soon as I saw it on my feed, I sent it to Joko.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell?
He's like, wait, we need to watch the whole thing.
And I know that's a long song.
It's long.
It's like almost a six-minute song. But damn, props to him. He sang the whole thing. He played the guitar. He did the guitar solos.
Amazing. He's so hot. When he plays guitar,
it looks fucking cool. His hair is longer too right now.
He has like that slick back. He's like a rock star.
And also, I told Haley because I used to play a lot of guitar and used to like do band stuff and everything. So his instrument is really awesome because his guitar he's using was actually like I think it's a Les Paul custom, like an actual Gibson one. Mm-hmm. So my fellow like. I don't know, people who play instruments here, especially guitars. Mm-hmm. It was pretty nice. It's like one of those sunburst ones. Man, it's gorgeous, gorgeous. It's like definitely like a $3,000 to $4,000 guitar probably. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Maybe even more because it might be like one of those special customs. And it sounds amazing. But I was surprised he's so good.
He sounded so good.
Even the guitar solos he did. And he has like all his pedals set up. I'm like, man, this guy, he's legit.
Knows. Like,
he's
he legit. Knows how, we all know Jay knows how to play, but then just like him doing that, it was just like kind of out of nowhere. I was like, what is this? This is amazing.
Bon Jovi.
What?
It was cool though. Yeah. So check that out if you're a Bon Jovi fan. Maybe your dads, your grandpas will love this song.
Yeah.
And this cover. This is how this is Jay and Bon Jovi is the gateway to get your dad and your grandpa and your mom, your auntie, your grandma into. In hyphen.
It was a K-pop. Good cover, though. Like, I was really impressed with him. I always forget, like, how, like, his vocals are not what I expected them to sound like. It's more, like, soft compared to what I had thought he would sound like.
Why? Because of his more manly, chiseled, sharp features.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, that sounds just like
Felix?
Not, aside from the manly part, but, like, the sharp features reminds me of, we just talked about Yuna. Her features are very sharp, too.
So is Iroha's, actually.
Oh, you're just talking about her jaw.
Sharp jaw. Jaw that could cut glass,
damn,
basically.
Damn, why am I picturing the crimson chin? That's mean
hair. Jaw, not chin. Jawline. It's very nice to have a jawline. Jay's jawline is very sharp, also.
Yeah, her and Iroha could, like, cut diamonds.
Yes, exactly. Moving on. So, Boy Next Door. This was also, like, a nice surprise, too, because I feel like, you know, they haven't dropped new music for a while since their other single at the beginning of this year. So, they did it in two groups. So, it was the older member.
The geriatric unit.
I'm fucking geriatric.
The Mangne unit.
They're not even geriatric. So it was Songho, Jaehyun, and Ryu. They did the cover of See Through, which is by, originally, Zion T and Dynamic Duo. So they did have, like, a music video. So I feel like Boy Next Door does this a lot. They've done a cover also for 21 and, like, some other songs that I can't even remember right now. But then, I don't know, they just drop it for the fans, I guess. And then the Mangne line, so Taesan, Una, and Lihan, they did a cover for Congratulations by Day 6, which is one of my favorite songs. And I feel like everyone,
I mean, it's a good song.
Knows
you,
that
you
song.
Know this song when you hear it.
Go check it out. It's done really well. They do really well with these covers. Not being biased at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. What was also really random, and I didn't put it here, but I saw this morning. Taesan did a cover with that group 10 Centimeters, the one that did the song for Kimi ni Todoke. No.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not Kimi ni Todoke.
Yeah, it is.
No, is it?
Yeah, Kimi ni Todoke. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. That was fucking random.
When it was random.
I didn't watch the whole thing because I think I just woke up.
No, it was just like a small... I wish they would post the whole thing because it was only that small segment. I was trying to find it on YouTube. I was like, I want the whole song.
Because it's in Japan. Is it from Japan?
I think so.
You can't find shit from Japan.
God.
It's the worst.
I was like, I want the whole freaking song. It's so good.
It's the key. If you're a fellow weeb and you like shoujo like me, Kimi ni Todoke, it's the opening song from the first season.
But when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck was Taesan doing?
It's so random. Did you send that to Drilla?
I didn't, but she saw it on... I posted it on my story, and I saw that she liked it after. But I was like, damn.
That was insane.
That was a nice surprise. But come back next month for them, thank God. BTS, so Hobi did a live... Weverse live after his concert in Oakland, and I forgot.
Dude, he's been loving it.
Honestly, like, he's just
him and Jin are moving here.
And then I was just gonna say, like, Hobi, he loves being on stage. Like, you can really
tell.
Oh my God,
he lives for it. Yeah, he's born to be an idol.
He really is.
It's like, cool though.
Oh my God, like, his performance and stage presence is just insane.
It reminded me, like, it's like an actual performance. Mm-hmm. It's not just a concert, like, it's an actual show.
Yeah,
like, it's really great, like, what he does. We didn't watch it and we didn't get tickets, but a couple of our other friends have actually been
mean, like, we've seen clips and stuff of it. Someone posted, even, like, because they were seated further away, but they could see all, like, the movements of his stage is crazy.
It looks fantastic.
It's like
he has the budget.
Moves up and down
the
and
budget
like does
is
all
there.
This stuff. I was like, damn, okay.
The budget,
like,
is there. It's
really
sick.
It's crazy. So he will be headed to LA soon because it's going to be the last leg of the US tour already. Mm-hmm. April 4th and 6th at BMO Stadium.
At BMO. Yeah.
I mean, he can clearly sell that shit out by himself. So
yeah, that's pretty good though.
When BTS comes back, they'll be straight in SoFi. Sorry.
100% own. Without a doubt.
Oh, insane.
Zero
doubt.
Probably
doubts. Like 4 days.
Weren't they at SoFi last time?
They were.
Yeah, so that's why.
But
yeah.
It's just like, they're even bigger now. They'll probably have to do like two weekends or something.
Didn't they do that last time?
Did they? In Vegas? Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
This is crazy.
Well, no, not even Vegas. I meant here.
Did they do two weekends?
In LA.
Like back-to-back weekends?
Didn't we watch them in SoFi and they had like back-to... Yeah.
Probably. I don't remember.
Geriatric Haley. Oh,
guys,
no.
Guys, I'm getting too old. Can't remember anything. But,
and they did that for Vegas, though. And that's the T-Mobile... I think T-Mobile? Or... No, no. Fuck. What's the... What's T-Mobile's the smaller... What is the fuck? Allegiant.
Allegiant.
Allegiant. Vegas.
Pledge Allegiance. Okay. So, Stray Kids, moving on. So, speaking of tours, Stray Kids has begun their Dominate tour in Latin America, finally. This is, like, the first time that they've been there, so it's very exciting for all those fans over there, because I feel like they've been waiting forever, honestly. Sad to say, because, like, I've been wanting to see how they're going to start this part of the tour, because they did say in an article that it was very, like... Like, not clear. Like, it didn't seem... Some people were like, they're not going to remove the 8 solo songs. That's not possible. They're not going to just replace... They're not going to remove 8 songs and replace it with only 4 unit songs. Well, guess what?
What?
That's exactly what they fucking did. I'm so annoyed.
Womp, womp, womp. Well, we make it shorter.
Oh, my God. So, basically, they did take out the 8 solo... I'm really upset about this.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember. So we have Barricade for, or not, we have like GA Barricade for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are they, is it a VIP? Like, is there like,
we get lanyards.
Is there a sound check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sound check.
All right.
But the thing, it sucks because like, I really was looking forward to a lot of those solo songs. Like Bang Chan's Railway where he fucking strips. Like that doesn't exist anymore. I'm womp upset.
Womp. But well, you get him in Sexy Time with Hyunjin.
I guess, but are they taking off their clothes? No.
You could ask them.
But
did you see what they were doing on the stages? They're nuts. This Bang Chan was on the floor.
I know.
And reaching. What the F was this guy doing? He looked like he was going to fall off the stage.
But the, also, I wanted to see like Han Solo, because like Han Solo. But
you nerd.
Da-na-na-na. I wanted to see that because that's like one of my favorite songs, so I guess I'm not gonna see that either. And plus like Chungbin's body rolls in Ultra, like I'm not gonna be able to see that.
You can still ask him to do body rolls. I mean, a sign. Chungbin body roll.
He did do it. I saw like someone they must have held up a sign for him and he was doing like the Ultra moves from sound check. But that's not the whole freaking song. Anyway, so their set list is significantly smaller. It went from 34 songs to 29. I'm sad. So the songs that they actually, because someone put this together, bless you Stay for doing all the work. So they removed these songs: Item, Get Lit, Twilight, Super Bowl, Complex, Venom, Case 143, My Pace, and then the 8 solo songs. That's a lot of songs that they removed.
That's a lot.
Right? They added.
It's a good thing they speak English and they talk a lot of
they do.
Shit in between. So,
I know, but like, still, that's a lot of songs.
That is a lot.
They added 4 unit songs: Giant, Walking on Water, I Am You, Cover Me, Megaverse, and Blind Spot. Like, that doesn't even equal the same amount.
Oh, it does not. That is not equal at all. That's not fair, guys.
That is not fair.
That's not fair.
How about, okay, I forgive you if you add in The View, because I've been...
We'll never see that, Haley.
I'm never going
to
see that.
As much as we want to, we'll never
I
see The View.
I love that song.
Why don't you just have a sign?
Tale?
Why don't you just have a sign? Please play The View or Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tale's Japanese, so they're never going to do that here. But, like, I love that song.
Fairy Tale's such a good song, too.
Oh, my
I mean,
God.
It reminds me of freaking that one song I loved from Twice to Be Yourself. Never going to fucking hear that.
You have to go to Japan. But in Japan, you can't even record it in Japan.
Here's the thing, though. You know what blew our minds?
Mm.
When we saw Twice at SoFi, they played Donut. You know how everyone went nuts?
That's true.
Because,
that's
like, possible, we never thought it was possible to hear, like, Donut in the U.S.
Japanese song.
Yeah, I was like, what? I mean...
So I guess possible, but Stray Kids doesn't have a roulette wheel.
Why doesn't Stray Kids do a roulette wheel?
I wish. That's
what
Twice's
do they do it?
Thing.
What do they do it, though?
That's Twice's thing.
But
that's their yes or yes. That's their thing. I wish. They're not going to. They didn't. They didn't even do it in Latin America, so...
I'm gonna put a sad face. Please play The View.
That's like one of my favorite songs. I'm never gonna hear it. They had a chance. They should do it during the encore.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, what's that? Okay, you like The View.
I
there's
like
an,
The View right now.
I know that song, but there's a song that I like.
What?
Oh, look it up. I'll look it up.
Okay. Oh, Blueprint.
Yes, play Blueprint. Oh my god.
They did in Japan.
Oh,
and
Japan.
They're Korean concerts.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Blueprint. Exactly. Okay, please play Blueprint in the US.
You want to hear Hyunjin's rap. That's why. It's the best part. Yeah, it's so good.
I don't fucking know what he's saying, but it's pretty funny.
Also,
but it's a good song.
Another shitty thing that I noticed on their set list. Sorry, it just sounds like I'm complaining, but I'm very like bitter about this. So
you are complaining.
I am complaining. Sorry, not sorry, guys. But okay, there's something on the set list called Mashup. So I was like, cool, I love mashups.
Oh boy.
I saw the songs that were on there. Hellevator, Easy, S-Class, Walking on Water, Charmer, Venom, Hall of Fame. I was like, cool, that's an amazing mashup. Guess what? They're not singing it. Guess what? They're not even on stage for this.
That is horrible.
Guess what? It's just dancers.
When you said this, I thought, you know, Twice had that cool mashup.
Exactly,
medley,
that's what I thought.
Like they're performing
that's
a medley.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Then you told me none of the members are there and it's just the dancers. I was like, oh my god, so this is like a break for everybody.
Exactly. So I was like,
though.
I was like, what the
that still
fuck
sucks though. That's a lot of good songs.
Oh, sorry, I'm like upset, but oh well, you know what, I have lads.
You take
now
what you can get. What the hell, that's not even K-pop.
I know. Okay, moving on. Something very sweet that I saw, Bang Chan is going to be joining a tribute song for Moonbin. Because as we all know...
Of course, yes.
Like, his anniversary is coming up.
RIP.
When did he pass away? I forgot. Oh, so anyway, like, on April 19th, they were going to be releasing a tribute song for Moonbin with, like, all his friends, basically, which is so amazing. It's going to have Astro's member, of course, Cha Eun-woo, MJ, Jinjin, and Sana? Sanha.
So I was like, not Sana.
Sana.
No.
Sanha. And then also his younger sister, who is in Billy, Moonsua.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot, actually, his sister's in Billy.
And then also his fellow 98 liner friends, which includes 17 Sungkwan and DK.
Oh, boy.
And as well as Viviz.
Oh, oh, nice.
So that's really...
That'd be really cool to hear.
Actually, they did add... Dispatch actually said that they added Monster X's IM, Kihyun, Minhyuk, Hoshi, Wanu, was Wanu even going to be here? Maybe they recorded already. Mingyu.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot. And then Bang Chan will be participating. Isn't that sweet?
That's a crazy lineup.
So that's something to look forward to. It's April 19th coming up at the end
it's
of this month.
It's almost
there. Yes. So that's it, guys.
Yes. So everyone...
Cry with me.
Thank you, everyone. Cry with Haley and cry with her on the Permission to Stand podcast on Instagram. So you can give her crying faces there.
Yeah.
Send her her flowers and everything. But yeah, so don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell because you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. And you should be tuning in every Thursday because we're always here. Like this week, it's another hefty dose. And next week should be another hefty dose.
It will be.
Of K-pop talk news updates. You know, thank you to everyone that's tuning in and giving us the ratings and those, you know, all the time that you're taking to do this makes a difference for us. And also for other K-pop fans that, you know, eventually find us. It's cool because we do get like new listener messages and it's like, oh, we found you just like, you know, this month or recently. So
right. All
of you that are participating and helping us, you know, just by liking, rating and sharing, subscribing, following, whatever. It helps. It not just us, but everyone else that, you know, some of you don't have outlets to talk to people about K-pop or like, you know, are too busy with all the stuff going on in your lives. And this is kind of like that breath of K-pop where you kind of hear what's going on in like at least half the K-pop world because, you know, there's so much stuff going on.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what you can do. It'll help everyone. And, you know, it helps us too because it shows that you are interested and, you know, keeps us going. And Haley, where can they check us out again?
On Permission to Stand podcast on Instagram and send your DMs there. I was just going to say, like, it still blows my mind that people listen to us. Because, like, you guys can get your news outlet from, like,
you can read
you
the,
know, just reading it.
You can
like,
just
we
read
do.
Articles.
But you like to talk to us. I mean, listen to us. Talk about it.
And then, that's a good point, too. I showed one of our, a couple of our friends when I was hanging out with them at the Le Sserafim pop-up. I was like, yeah, like, it's kind of crazy that people are actually listening to us. And I showed them, like, our, like, weekly, is it weekly? I think it was a weekly, like, listenership. Like, I know it's probably, like, not completely correct. I don't know if it's monthly or week. It might have been monthly. There's no way 8,000, 8,000 of you are listening to us weekly. Is there now?
Who knows? Monthly.
I don't even know. I can't read correctly. Either way, that's a lot of you regardless. So thank you for tuning in. That's a I see our ratings. We only have a few hundred, so that means some of you could probably still give us a rating if you haven't yet. Please, this is the episode to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring it up beginning episode because some people might be tapped out and gone by now.
They're peace out. I don't want to listen to Haley.
Yeah. So thank you very much for tuning in again. As always, thank you so much. Everyone, please take care. Until the next episode, take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.